Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that any time I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse.
California.
Jonathan, I know you love tinctures.
I do.
Yeah. Most people don't even know what those are.
Yeah, most of them don't.
Knows
and
how to
we need to give everybody a little example of what we know.
Well, they should go to tryalta.com to see the six different kinds of cannabinoids that are all distilled for their medicinal needs.
Yes, and they're so wonderful.
Have you heard about the CBN? Did you even?
California.
Jonathan, I know you love tinctures.
I do.
Yeah. Most people don't even know what those are.
Yeah, most of them don't. And we need to give everybody a little example of what we know.
Well, they should go to tryalta.com to see the six different kinds of cannabinoids that are all distilled for their medicinal needs.
Yes, and they're so wonderful.
Have you heard about the CBN? Did you even know this existed?
Is that like waffles?
No, CBN is the cannabinoid in the plant that makes you fall asleep.
Oh my God.
Weed to make you sleep.
Like, yeah. Does that put cancer to sleep?
It puts cancer to sleep. It doesn't even get you high. It just puts you to sleep. There's also the THCA. Pain relief. Don't need any more opioids.
Does that come from the vegetation state?
It certainly does. You clearly know your botanicals. You know your Alta California botanicals.
Yes, and there's also a high CBD and a mixture of both high THC and CBD.
That's right. Helps with the shaky shakies. If you have anxiety, go with the CBD. If you like to get high, go with the THC. Go with it all. Go to your local dispensary and ask for it by name. Alta California Botanicals. Or go to tryalta.com. If you give them your medical prescription, you can get 2 weeks for free.
Alta.
Absolutely. Tryalta.com.
Hey, you psychedelic junkies. Need something to do Tuesday, March 1st? Well, get your ass on out to the Golden Bull in Oakland at 8 p.m. for a stellar lineup of psychedelic rock brought to you by Subliminal SF. Featuring War Cloud, Cloud Catcher of Denver, and Skunk. Then, Thursday, March 31st, check out Seattle band UN, Hissing, and Cardinal Worm, also another band to be announced. Same place, same time, $8. Funeral Doom is the genre. For complete listings and more information, visit subliminalsf.com or check them out on Facebook. See you there.
Hey,
all right.
Bar is proud to sponsor the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. The SF Eagle is about to celebrate its third year anniversary since reopening under new ownership and new management. We are historically a gay leather bar, and now we cater to the queer LGBT community. As well as our allies by hosting fundraisers for local nonprofits and events to celebrate love and equality.
I ain't got no dick, but I love the Eagle.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Located at 398 12th Street at Harrison Street and open every single goddamn day.
So check www.sf-eagle.com for calendar of events. And we will see you 3/3/16. By the way, opening day of our special midnight comedy showcase for the Mutiny Comedy Festival. I see you guys there.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's time for another Think Grow Love radio show here, and this is Yehudit Steinberg. I am your host. And we are on MutinyRadio.fm live streaming from our Mutiny Radio Studios in the Mission District of San Francisco, California. We have a little bit of blues to start the show with Beth Conan. Ease My Worried Mind is the name of the album. So here you go, folks.
Well, now you can talk about my baby, I can talk about yours. Don't you leave me alone, I can't be here no more. Walking in the moon. Well, I'm a walk in the moon. I'm a walk in the moon, cause I'm crazy about that man.
to the Think Grow Love Radio podcast, where it's all about women coaches, freelancers, and creatives growing their businesses online while balancing their family and personal lifestyle. Hey, everybody. Yehudit Steinberg here, and thank you so much for joining me here today for another episode of Think Grow Love Radio. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming on. We're so happy to have you join us. What we do here is share information and stories to help you move past the fears and mindsets that have been holding you back from building an online business that is filled with passion, purpose, and profit. Think Grow Love Radio podcast is produced live every week from the MutinyRadio.fm studios in the heart of the San Francisco Mission District. All the information we share here on the broadcast can be found in our show notes located on our website, thinkgrowlove.com/podcast. Come back often and feel free to add our podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at ThinkGrowLove and join us in our Facebook group community and get all the latest updates on facebook.com/groups/ThinkGrowLove. Now, let's get into today's show. Well, hello there. This is Yehudit Steinberg, your host, and I'm settling in here in the studio. Just came from, traffic over the Bay Bridge. A little bit of, I was listening to a webinar, and can you believe they had that webinar for 2 hours and they still hadn't gotten to the meat of what they promised to give us for the show? And hopefully I will receive the recording. But it was a very, very important show, for especially since I am putting up a podcast, and that is what the webinar was about. And one of the big takeaways that I learned today was that technically, podcast, you don't have a podcast until you have something that you deliver regular content, audio or video, over an RSS feed, over a syndicated show like on iTunes. So theoretically, Think Grow Love Radio is not a podcast yet. It's waiting and it's almost there, but a few little tweaks and turns, and we will be on iTunes within the next few weeks. So we're gonna start our show off with Wellness Wednesdays, and in this segment it's all about taking care of ourselves and giving ourselves permission to take time for ourselves and pamper ourselves, feed our body and soul with healthy activities and foster healthy thoughts, and take some time to just have self-care and be grateful for all that we have in our lives. And so here on Think Grow Love Radio, we start out our Wellness Wednesday segment with a visualization meditation, and it's a time that you can kick back and relax and focus on making a loving connection today with your inner child. And, as entrepreneurs, whether we're female or male, many of us have a number of hats that we have to juggle. And in this 21st century, in 2016, it seems that we are juggling more and more. And I don't know about you, but I don't have that much time to connect with all the people that I want to connect with. And my son got married 2 weeks ago, and I haven't really had a chance to sit down and have a conversation with him or my new son-in-law since the day of the wedding. They've been running around and we've been running around, and we have to make appointments to actually have phone conversations. So today, as I was just getting ready to get on the show, who do you think is texting me? Yes, my son, he has some time to talk. Well, I don't have time to talk right now unless he wants to listen to the show. Anyway, so we take this time to kick back and have 15 minutes or so to relax. And each week I have a different meditation that I go through. And these meditations, I'm putting them up. My site was launched this week. That was a huge project for me, and I'm so excited about it. That is thinkgrowlove.com. So you can actually go there right now. We still have some tweaks and a few buttons that need to be hooked up. But you can take a look over there, and we have 5 episodes up that you can listen to, and it's very, very exciting. So I'm going to kind of move on over here a little bit. Because in the studio here, I have to reach over and I have to change a CD here. So if you bear with me with a little dead air space.
while I hook up the meditation background music. It will be with us in just a moment. Okay, so I think we have a little bit of music here. Let me put it up. There we go.
During today's visualization meditation, we'll kick back and relax and focus on making a loving connection with our inner child. I invite you to get comfortable and get relaxed, either sitting or lying down. And if you happen to be driving in a car or doing something that you're not able to do this right now, the meditation will be there for you later on our website at thinkgrowlove.com/podcasts/meditations. So I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath in and then let it out. And as we breathe in life and love and health, and as we breathe out all the stress, worries, and pent up emotions, aggravations, or whatever, just let it go. To start every meditation with 10 breaths in and out, and I will guide you through this. So we're going to take a deep breath in breath in and out. Two. Breathe in. Breath in, out, four, breathe in, and out, five, breathe in, let it go. Another breath in, and out, seven, breath in, and out, eight, breathe in, and out, nine, and last breath in, and out. Now continue to breathe at your own pace. In this guided imagery, each participant is invited to meet and lovingly nurture his or her inner child. Begin by focusing your breathing and be aware of your own rhythm. Be aware of your breathing and with your mind's eye, scan your body for areas where you hold stress. Feel these areas, relax, and let go. Feel your entire body relax and let go. Allow your mind to let go of your thoughts, worries, and concerns. You are completely relaxed in mind and in body. Imagine a soft breeze blowing over your body, helping you to let go even further. Feel that gentle, caressing breeze. Imagine yourself deeply at peace. See yourself leaving this room and going to a place in nature where you love to be. Feel yourself in this beautiful place. And just take it all in. Gaze at your surroundings, the beauty, the majesty of the mountains, if you happen to be near mountains. Smell the odors, the fragrances of this place. Maybe there's a stream and you hear trickling water running down the stream. Touch your surroundings Feel the feelings deep inside. And as you find yourself becoming more and more peaceful, being alone in and with nature. Find a place where you can lie down. Close your eyes and be aware of yourself alone in this place. You are alone and at peace. In the stillness, you hear the beating of your heart. Gaze at the beauty around you. In the distance, you see a child coming toward you. You watch the child approach, noticing something very familiar about this child. As the child draws near, you become aware that this child is you, the child who lives inside of you. Gazing upon the face of this little girl or this little boy, you see clearly what this child needs, what this child longs for. You are aware of this child's physical needs, emotional needs, intellectual, spiritual, and social needs. You see the child so clearly, realizing so deeply what this little boy or little girl needs. As the child reaches out to you, you gather him or her in your arms. You nurture the child in ways he or she has always longed to be nurtured. You say to the child what he or she has longed to hear. You forgive. You give permission. You listen to whatever the child has to say to you. Take a few minutes to nurture your inner child. look deeply into the eyes of this child and make one promise to the child that you will keep. Allow the child to merge with you, for this little boy, this little girl lives within you every day and every night. You are the nurturer. You are the nurturer who invites this child to feel loved and cared for. Now be still and pay attention to your breathing. When you are ready, gently bring yourself back to the room. Stretch. Move your legs and arms. Yawn and open your eyes. Well, how was that for you? You all are relaxed now? Let me see. Am I back on the air? Having a little bit of technical difficulties. But working through it. And I just find that sometimes it all gets a little bit confusing, but I still just kind of hang in there and come back and be with you guys. And I'm just so happy to be here today. You are listening to Think Grow Love Radio here on MutinyRadio.fm. I am your host, Yehudit Steinberg, and we have this show live streaming every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. from our studios in the Mission District of San Francisco, California. You can also hear us, Think Grow Love Radio, on our new website, thinkgrowlove.com/podcasts, and we have a couple different categories there. You can hear interviews that we've had on the show, meditations. There, we have one up there right now, and I'm putting more up, one a month. And we have a music show with Rebbe Soul that we did last month, and I have more shows like that planned for the future. So I'm really excited to be here. And before I forget, I want to let all of you listeners know about our upcoming, that is MutinyRadio.fm's upcoming community festival. And we are really excited about that. I'm going to be on the board here with another Mutiny Radio DJ, Ariel Asher. She and I will be on the board Wednesday. That is Wednesday, March 2nd. And I think, so Pam Tastic, there she is. I think I want to pull her up. She may be in the middle of something, so I don't know, but I'm thinking in a minute or so. I want her to come and talk again about the radio show, because I mean the comedy festival. And we have a new website that someone put up for us, and I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. So let me get, what mic are you on? You are on 4. There we go. That's Pam. Pamtastic. Our, oh, that's S4. Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
So the new website is actually MutinyRadioComedyFestival.com. And we are just, I am tickled pink that I have a volunteer who not only put the website together, because I don't know how to do that kind of stuff, but she also paid for the domain for us for a year as a donation to the station. So it actually makes it, makes me really happy, because I'm like, oh, I could use it next year. And who knows? We'll see how successful this one is, and if this is something that we want to try and continue in the future. And thus far, I mean, we sold 6 day passes for that, for the show that you're running the board on, for Wednesday, March 2nd.
So oh, okay. So I'm putting out another SOS to all the women entrepreneurs that I know. And I know a few of them that are coming. They wanted to have a potluck first, and I said, I don't know that that would really work here that day.
We'll have space.
Yeah, I didn't think we would have space, and I know there's a tent outside for the for the participants, you know, the comedians, and.
But people can bring their own food. Definitely, this is a BYOF space. So if people want to bring in their food and eat it during the show, there's no problem with that. So
I was thinking of inviting the ladies to go to one of the restaurants around the around here.
Oh yeah.
And you know, ahead of time, like around 4, you know.
Absolutely.
Or 5, and you know, we can meet there, and then we can come over.
Come
so
come on over.
Come on over. So
there's a lot of great restaurants in this neighborhood, and a lot of people keep saying like, oh, this is such a, what a strange place to have a festival, and you know, it's what a weird part of town. It's really not that far. Like, parking is bad, but if you take public transit, if you take BART, it's It's only 5 blocks from the 24th Street Bar Station. And if you don't like walking those blocks, you can actually take 2 buses. You could take the 48 down 24th Street and then take the 27. But, I mean, it's not that many blocks.
Well, for most people, you know, walking up, my son used to live right down the street. And okay. He took BART. He didn't have a car at that point. And so, I mean, he was right down on Florida, 1 block near the liquor store down there.
Oh, right. I haven't had a car in the city yet. I've lived here for 8.5 years now, and I haven't had a motor.
And I have another friend, actually, that lives right down, I think it's, so if we go, is that going up? So 22nd, and he's had he used to have annual parties that I DJ'd at.
Ooh.
And well, parking for me then, because I was the midnight DJ. I was right in front of his house, but everybody else, I think at the, it was the hospital right up the way.
Oh,
or something like that. There's a parking lot up there.
They paid for it at the hospital. Makes sense.
You can, you know, you can park up at that parking and it's only a couple of blocks. And I think this is a really cool part of town.
I think so too.
There's a lot of really great restaurants right around here that you can walk to. I know, was that sushi place? I haven't eaten there yet, but that was...
Oh, Blowfish Sushi?
Yeah.
It's expensive, but it's really good. They have excellent...
Well, there's a lot of expensive restaurants around here too.
Yeah, there
but
are.
There's because it's like the up-and-coming neighborhood.
There's all those restaurants over around the corner from us on 20th Street, Central Kitchen and Salumeria and Flower and Water, and they're all like super expensive.
I understand
places.
With Flower and Water that you can't get a
you have to wait. There's no reservations.
The reservation, yeah. I was planning a wedding for a couple about 2 years ago, I was looking for restaurants in town, and their moms had it was a very small, intimate dinner. The two moms were coming in from out of town, and the couple eloped here, basically, with their two moms, which is kind of, it was fun. Anyway, they always throw something at you that you got to plan that's really odd. So you know, their tastes in food were different, and one of the moms was a vegetarian, and so they needed to, you know, find a place where she could go that would be, you know, upscale. The woman's going to be in her wedding dress and, you know, all that. So Flower and Water was one of the ones that I was looking at, but we couldn't get reservations.
Right. They have no reservations, and it's kind of ridiculous. You know, their pizzas are, I've heard, delicious, but they're out of my price range. Like, one of them had, like, you know, fiddlehead ferns and prosciutto, and it's like $22. And it's not like a family sharing pizza. It's like, that's your pizza. Do you know what I mean?
For $22.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Which is like, okay.
Okay, but the Mexican restaurant around the corner is great.
El Matate is lovely. There's a new place down the street on Bryant called Southern Kitchen that makes
I want to try that, but they
chicken
don't...
Chicken waffles.
Oh.
Chicken and waffles. Oh. Chicken waffles.
Yeah, David wanted to go there when we were going to go, but it wasn't open till 5, and we were there at 4:30. So anyway... So, hey, folks, there's plenty of food around here that if you want to get here early and then, you know, come on to the show or after the show or whatever.
Absolutely. And if you go to Asiento any night after the show or before the show and say that you're coming to the show or coming from the show, you get happy hour pricing all night on everything they have. So that's really great. And they're a cute little tapas bar slash.
Where's that?
They're on the corner here of Bryant and 21st. They're the building that has the space motif, like the stars are all aligning and you're all going to Asiento.
Oh, okay. So they have tapas.
They have tapas, yeah. And it's they're really good. And they're just a great neighborhood bar. So.
Oh, okay. Because it looked interesting to me and I wanted to try it. And again, it wasn't open till 5. Okay.
There you go.
Sound
all kinds
levels
of good things
are...
in the neighborhood. Yeah, but I'm really excited for the festival because now that we've had some pre-sale tickets and now that the website is up... and everybody's coming from far away. We had on the AltaCast earlier, we had Jamie Pierce from New York. He's coming all the way out here, and he called in to say hello. And I'm really, this is one of those things where your meditation really helps out because it's hard every night falling asleep. I'm like, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? Is this going to be like an enormous failure? Is it going to be a grand success? Like, I just don't know. And I'm, you know, I'm
yeah, that's the event. The event producer's dilemma. right. is sleeping before the event.
I hope that it's all organized well in the way that I want everything to be really, really smooth and really fun for everyone, and for there not to be, you know, because I can equate it to a wedding where someone's always freaking out, right? Yeah. Like it's either the bride or the mother of the bride or the bridesmaid or someone's losing their mind. And trying to hold it, you know, there's got to be... It wouldn't it be amazing for everyone to just all have fun and no one to lose their shit? Oops, sorry, am I allowed to? But for me to have it organized enough that I don't feel like I'm running around with a chicken and I'm looking at everything like, is it going to be good? I don't want to be that kind of stressed out. I want to be a really, you know, like, graceful person that's sort of gliding around effortlessly because I've put in so much time ahead of time to make it run smoothly. Like, that's the kind of situation I want to have.
Well, that's, you know, this is what I do. Whenever I plan anything, but especially live events,
yeah,
is that I go into a visualization meditation and I go, you know, I'll play the music. Like when I was a DJ, and I think I mentioned this before because I was listening to our first interview.
Yeah.
Which was really great, by the way. It was David listened to it. I hadn't gotten to it. And Mom, are you sure you're going to put that on the show? and it is the first getting started. It's my getting started interview, and it was a great interview. And I said, I have to have Pam on the radio more often because she was interviewing me. And that's actually what I'm going to be offering to specifically women entrepreneurs that want to be interviewed, that have a book that they're releasing or a new program or whatever, that yeah. they come on the show and be interviewed. But I also give them the prep
sure.
of how to be interviewed, to be prepared, to have, there's what's called a one sheet, to have all the information on it so that I don't have to spend hours trying to find their information. And if you've ever, you know, tried to find people's information on websites, I mean, yeah. I'm finding you can't find a media bio. You go on about pages now and they're all about the ideal client. So they're talking to the ideal client, but they're not giving you two or three sentences of this person is a
right. That's why we're
author, blah, blah, blah.
Like you're not looking for the ideal client, but saying that we're the ideal service. Here's what the ideal service is.
Yeah, or who this person is so that you can introduce them.
Right.
Hi, you know, I have this amazing guest that's going to be on my show, and she's done XYZ and blah, 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 and it's not there.
Right.
So I'm not going to be able to dig and find that.
Right, and the hard thing is from the other side of the coin, like being interviewed or what you're doing, is when do things time out, you know? Like, as I'm getting older, there are things on my resume and things on my bio that I just don't use anymore at all. And
right.
like when do things start losing their relevancy? It's not like
well,
I
you don't
do
put
them.
Everything on your interview or resume page anymore. I mean, if I were to list all the things that I've done and all the publications maybe I've been in, or I was, you know, oh, I was an artist and I had a show, and I was a DJ and I did this, and I have a master's in a you know, community education and develop these programs and work for this person, this or that.
Right.
No, that doesn't. It's, a resume is one page in like the last 10 years.
Right. Okay. Well, it's so hard for me.
Or what's relevant.
Over what's still what's relevant. And it's tough because like today I was talking with the guys and they were saying, oh, the only American art form that's ever been truly American is jazz. And I said, oh, not so. Musical theater is actually a completely American art form that it exists because of America. It came from the minstrelsy, and I start going through this, and they're looking at me like, why do you know this? I'm like, they're like, have you been in musical theater? I'm like, well, I've stage managed, you know, 30 to 45 musical theater productions and dance captain for, you know, I was in Chorus Line, and it's all stuff I did in my 20s, and my first degree is in theater, but that's one of the things that it just never comes up anymore. And that information is still sort of relevant in that it informs my artwork, but it isn't like, I wouldn't call myself a theater person anymore, you know? But that information, knowing that I've stage managed, you know, 35 to 45 musical, large scale musical theater productions, gives you a background into the concept of this little festival I'm putting on is like, pfft, nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, well, you know, that kind of leads into what I'm going to be doing on Friday, which I'm really excited about, and I want the listeners to know, is that I am going to be hosting a blab, which is a new live video platform on the internet that you can have a conversation. So you can.
It's like talking Periscope. Because Periscope is just viewing.
Well, yeah. So Periscope is one to many.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a conversation. So you can see up to four people live and video and have a conversation with them. So you could have a panel discussion.
Huh.
And it's really cool. And what's really cool about it is that there's a chat. So like Periscope, there's the chat. And then you tweet out, so it's mm-hmm. connected to your Twitter again. And what's really cool about it is that you can record it, and you can instantly put it on YouTube.
Oh my goodness!
And also have a separate audio feed.
Wow!
So you can actually record
that podcast
and have it as a podcast,
and you can have it
as a YouTube. Now, what's really
cool?
What's
with
even
the four faces on the screen?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if you're going to have your video, it's going to be, you know, obviously, you know,
right.
on YouTube, four faces there, you see them talking, and then the audio will just be audio, no
wow.
video.
Technology's now, amazing.
Now what I've been practicing a little bit, and it's a little quirky, and I'm a little bit nervous. So I'm going to be having a blab with my online mentor that I've been studying with for the past year, and her name is Kimra Luna. And Kimra just turned 30 a couple days ago, and 2 years ago, she was on welfare.
Whoa.
Had two kids.
Uh-huh.
And her hubby, and they were living with one of their parents in Southern California.
Sure.
And she was really, you know, kind of bummed. And he finally got a job. Her husband finally got a job with FedEx. But she, for some reason, she got she went. He was in some part of the country, and she was the other part of the country.